Hi, I'm Erin Carpenter, and you're listening to Little Miss Colorado, a true crime podcast based on the JonBenet Ramsey murder. Hi, so this episode, I will be talking about why I think Burke Ramsey is definitely a very good suspect for the murder. So I was watching a Dr. Phil interview that Burke did on the 20th anniversary of her death, and there were many weird things about the interview. So the whole time Dr. Phil was very serious, and he was like taking his job seriously, being very like serious about how he asked questions, and Burke just kind of had a lack of emotion but was smiling. But like, he was smiling the whole interview, and he sort of just was like, oh yeah, I thought she was okay. And I just find that very, very weird. And he kept fidgeting and had tells of like lying, because he had low eye contact, he kept fidgeting, he had the awkward smile, which is all signs of lying. Then during the interview, they showed a video of Burke a couple days after his sister was killed, and it was him with a therapist, and the doctor told him to draw a picture of his family. But he drew him, his mom, and his dad, but he didn't draw JonBenet. And when Dr. Phil asked why he didn't draw her, he said, I was trying to move on from it, even though it had only been a couple days after. It's not like there wasn't, like if there was a gravestone, I would get that, or if there was something that pointed to JonBenet, but no, there was absolutely nothing. It was just him and his mom and his dad. He also knows a crazy amount of details about how JonBenet died, which I think is like a little weird. Like, I'd know if I were a sibling, I feel like I definitely know a little bit, but he knew like in-depth details about how she died. And like I mentioned in the last episode, when JonBenet was missing and Patsy ran into Burke's room asking where her daughter went, he just sort of laid in bed, and he never asked once if she was okay. And he kept saying he never asked because he thought she was hiding. He didn't think that she was in trouble or anything, he just thought she was hiding. And he seemed so unbothered throughout the whole episode. It was like probably like 45 minutes, an hour long episode, and the whole time he was very unbothered, and he kept saying, you have to stop crying at some point. But this was when they were talking about how Burke only cried like once or twice about his sister's death. He also denies anything that could be used against him, but he does that weird, awkward smile the whole time. The whole episode, he's doing this weird, awkward smile. Like, Dr. Phil looks so serious, he looks concerned, and Burke is over there awkwardly smiling throughout the whole interview, which I think is really weird. And when Dr. Phil was talking about how some people think him or his family were a part of the murder, he said, oh no, it couldn't have been us. It was probably a pedophile from one of JonBenet's pageants that broke into their house and killed her. Then I was watching a documentary, and it had so many people in the documentary. Like, it had John, her JonBenet's father. It had clips of the mother, who is dead now, so she physically couldn't be in the documentary. It had detectives on the case. It had so many people, like even smaller people that you wouldn't be like, oh yeah, we need to get an interview from them. But they didn't have Burke. They had JonBenet's half-brother, but they didn't have Burke, which I think is very weird. And he also didn't talk to the media about JonBenet until the 20th anniversary of her death, which I just think that's so weird. Like, why would you wait 20 years to come and, like, why? And he kept saying during the Dr. Phil interview, when Dr. Phil was like, why didn't you start talking to the media until now? And he said, oh, because I was a kid and I didn't want to be bothered by the media, yada, yada, yada. But, like, JonBenet's murder case is one of the most famous cold cases. Like, why? Like, I get it can be an upsetting topic, but he doesn't seem bothered throughout the whole interview, throughout anything. So I was just, why did it take 20 years? Okay, so now I'm going to talk about back on the day JonBenet went missing. So in the phone call that when Patsy called 911, she said to police afterwards that it was only her and John that were up. It was only them. But in the back of the call, right at the end, before she hung up, you could hear a voice in the background. They don't know whose it is, but Patsy said the only people in the house were her, John, and Burke. So, no matter what, she has to be lying about something. Because if it wasn't Burke, who else couldn't have been? Did she lie about them there only being that many people in the house? Did she lie that Burke was awake? Like, there's no situation where she didn't lie, because there was a sound in the back, but it is too quiet to see what the person is saying or see who, like, hear the voice and see who it was. So Burke had some issues. I'm just gonna put it at that. And a month before JonBenet was killed, Burke had hit his sister with a golf club. Which, he hit his sister with a golf club. Like, I get accidents happen. Like, I'm not saying they don't. And he said on the Dr. Phil interview, he accidentally swung back and didn't see her, and then hit her in the lip with the golf club. But that just doesn't sit right. I don't think it's a coincidence that she was hit in the face with a golf club a month before she was hit in the head with a baseball bat. Like, I think Burke might have gotten mad at JonBenet and kind of just had a reaction. Burke just gives off very, I don't know, vibes. Like, he definitely has some sort of mental something, because, like, one, he was a pretty, like, weird kid growing up. Like, in the videos, he was smiling in the Dr. Phil interview. And then when he was talking to the therapist, he was smiling in that too. It was a couple days after his sister died, and he was smiling while he was talking about his sister dying. The clips of the therapy interview just really, it's unsettling. It really is. It's kind of, not kind of, it's very creepy. Just the way he acts about his sister's death. And if my sister, one of my sisters died, like brutally murdered, I wouldn't be smiling while talking about their death. Like, I just think that's so weird. Like, if my sister, like, that's one of my fears. One of my fears is, like, my sister's dying, and it's just a little scary. Like, I don't know why he would be smiling about that. Like, he's literally smiling while he's talking about how his sister died. I'd be bawling my eyes out for weeks, and he cried maybe a couple times. Not even. I don't know. I'm just not really sure how I feel about the whole murder case. Anyways, so this was the second episode of Little Miss Colorado. Come back for the next one, where I talk about what I think happened and who I think killed JonBenet. Thank you.